WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Two children ages 5 and 6 are injured in a school shooting at a small elementary religious school in Palermo, California. CBS's Elise Preston.
That gunman died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. There's no known connection between the gunman and the school. Investigators say they are coordinating with several other agencies, including the FBI.
The suspect in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is at large. Thompson was killed this morning outside of a Midtown Manhattan hotel.
Surveillance video shows the shooting, but the gunman was wearing a mask, which may hinder the NYPD's facial recognition technology throughout the city. The hotel is blocked from Rockefeller Center, where the annual tree lighting ceremony takes place tonight.
It could happen anywhere but Christmas here in Manhattan.
It's crazy. It's truly crazy because this is an area I walk down every single morning, and that's always could be preying on you.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
After the 2023 police beating death of Tyre Nichols, the Justice Department launched an investigation into the Memphis Police Department. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This was a traffic stop that led to somebody being beaten so hard that they ended up dying. There was also the issue of whether the officers had engaged in witness tampering. Nobody was coming clean as to what happened to Tyre Nichols, even though the physical evidence told a terrible tale.
A DOJ report finds that the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force and unlawfully discriminates against black people. A blast of winter weather brings cold temperatures to the upper Midwest. CBS's Lonnie Quinn.
Minneapolis, 8 degrees, feels like 8 below. Fargo is 1, feels like 13 below zero. Chicago's 14, feeling like 5 below zero. Even to the northeast, that cold air will stretch, sort of setting up camp out there. So, you know, Cleveland, 32, feels like 17. New York City, 41, feeling like 30.
Earlier, the front unleashed powerful wind gusts here in Chicago, with one at 58 miles per hour at Midway Airport. Pete Hegseth, President-elect Donald Trump's Pentagon pick for defense secretary, meets with senators for a third day amid controversy. His mother, Penelope, tells Fox and Friends an email she wrote was leaked during a dark time for her son, and she wants people to know.
Pete is a new person. He's redeemed, forgiven, changed. I think we all are after 7 years.
A source close to the Trump transition confirms to CBS News that Ron DeSantis as a potential Secretary of Defense pick is very real, and he's confirmable. A White House official says at least 8 U.S. telecom firms and dozens of nations have been impacted by a Chinese hacking campaign, and those numbers could still grow. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Packers head to Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This way we become the team that we're trying to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Do you have an actor you like to watch even if he or she is in a TV show or movie that isn't great? That's how I feel about Coleman Domingo, who is the star of the show Madness. Domingo plays an outspoken TV personality who rents an Airbnb in the secluded Pennsylvania woods to work on a book, but stumbles upon a murder. He ends up fighting for his life while trying to clear his name after being framed for the crime. I can't give it rave reviews, but it's not a bad thriller, mostly because of the performance of Domingo. Season 1 of The Madness is available to stream on Netflix. Speaking of Domingo, his film Sing Sing is one of 5 nominees for Best Picture by the Independent Spirit Awards. Other nominees include the Demi Moore horror film The Substance, modern-day Cinderella, critics' darling Enora, A24's I Saw the TV Glow, and Amazon MGM's Nickel Boys, which will be in theaters December 13th. Many more nominations for many more award shows will be announced right around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds overnight, gusty northwest winds will be diminishing. Low temperatures dropping to the upper single digits to around 10 above. The wind chill, though, down around 15 below. On Thursday, sunny skies developing across the area. Still gusty northwest winds, highs in the lower 20s. Currently 8 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, the president's pardon of his son Hunter Biden gives us all a lesson in the power of grace to help others struggling with addiction.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's the day that we have typically every other week. Middays with Mark, Congressman Mark Pocan, will be with us in just a minute here, taking your calls for the entire hour. If you'd like to get in the queue, 202-808-9925 is our telephone number for our National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Also, Alex Lawson is going to drop by in the second hour of the program. Did Elon Musk just declare war on Social Security? It's starting to look that way. Also, the warning from Seoul, democracy at risk in an age of authoritarian power, my op-ed today from Hartman Report. And a geeky science, the best thing you can do for your longevity, you might even add 6 years to your life, is, well, I'll tell you about it in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau wants to rein in predatory data brokers, but won't be able to if Musk deletes them. Also, is DeSantis willing to trade being Secretary of Defense for giving Laura Trump the Senate seat that Marco Rubio is vacating? Donald Trump is apparently trying to work out a deal. So stay tuned. We'll get to that in the third hour of the program. But first, Congressman Mark Pocan, our longtime friend and regular on this program, the current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website. Rep Mark Pocan on Twitter. And what is it on Blue Sky, Congressman?
Oh, my God, you're asking me above my pay grade.
Okay, well, you can go over to Blue Sky and just plug in Mark Pocan, and it'll pop right up.
Yeah, I think it's repmarkpocan.bsky.social.
Yeah, it typically would be, yeah. So, okay, welcome back to the program. And first of all, I just wanted to share with you Representative Jasmine Crockett. So she's tired of Democrats bringing a butter knife to a gunfight. She's talking about Hunter Biden's conviction. She said, he's a Boy Scout compared to Donald Trump's 34 felonies. I'm curious your thoughts on Democratic Party messaging and the future of it seems to me that, correct me if I'm wrong, that without an elected leader of the Democratic Party in the White House, in the Senate, or in the House of Representatives, I realize we've got, Schumer and Jeffries, but they don't have actual power right now, that the post of chair of the DNC becomes really, really important. Much like it was in the 2005 post era when Howard Dean ran it and helped elect Barack Obama. I'm really excited about Ben Wickler running for this thing. The vote's going to be in February. What are your thoughts on that? There's another guy running also who's getting a lot of publicity on MSNBC. Apparently, he's kind of the establishment pick, but he's also a good progressive. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak to Ben, not necessarily to others, but I saw a list recently of movement to Trump out of 50 states, and Wisconsin was the fifth least out of 50 states. We were the least out of all the swing states, but the fifth least out of 50 states, mainly because of the organization of our Democratic Party, which was done by Ben Wickler. Ben Wickler, you know, is an organizer by trade. He was the political director over at Move On. That's where he got his training. He's an excellent communicator, as you know. He's been on your program and others where he, you know, I think does a great job in talking about what Democrats need to talk about. And he's a great fundraiser. He needed to be in a purple state, and we raised a lot of money. And when I say we, I mean Ben Wickler raised a lot of money for our state Democratic Party. So, you know, he's kind of the trifecta of skills that usually someone comes in with one skill that's their main thing, and then they'll figure out the other stuff. We've got someone who brings in the ability to communicate, to fundraise, to organize, and who has a track record in Wisconsin of doing really well. Tammy Baldwin was reelected in a very tough year in a very, very purple state. We picked up state legislative seats thanks to Fair Maps, but we're in position to take back our state Senate in 2 years. Everything we needed to do this cycle, we did again, thanks also to the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, which is Ben Wickler doing that. I just think you take that success, put it into a new generation of talent into the DNC, and we may have what we need to kind of come out of this dark period.
Yeah, and he's in his 40s. He's a young guy. And he's really competent. I'm also curious your thoughts on what just happened in Seoul, South Korea. I'm going to rant about this in the next hour. My take is that President Yoon declaring the state of emergency and then failing, and now he's facing calls for his impeachment, that the reason he failed is because in April the parliament was taken over by the opposition party, kind of their equivalent of the Democratic Party. He's kind of their equivalent of the Republicans. And so he didn't have the political power in Congress that he needs. Trump doesn't have that problem. And although he did run, you know, as a xenophobe and as a basically a woman hater, I mean, you know, he's referred to as South Korea's Donald Trump. He never really got the members of his party to come and bow down and kiss his ass the way that Donald Trump has this steady stream of people coming to Mar-a-Lago, you know, to get on their knees. And it just seems like probably Donald Trump is taking the lesson from this that, you know, he needs to really solidify his power before he declares a state of emergency and starts, you know, having the military take over the press and that sort of thing. What are your thoughts?
Well, don't forget, though, he's been through this before, right? So he's learned some lessons from when he couldn't get some things done in the last presidency, which I think is one of the problems, right? He's more prepared. He's come out with all his cabinet picks much earlier. Now, granted, he's actually getting some resistance, which, given how wild these picks are, it should be expected. But, you know, given how little people will speak out against Donald Trump within the Republican Party, it was a little surprising, but we need more of it. But, you know, they're going to have the ability to move some stuff. Now, the good news, Tom, is I think now with the most recent member of the House Republican caucus being kind of grabbed for the administration or for other picks that he's doing, they can't lose one member in the first several months of the year on any bill or else they can't pass it if they're going to continue to operate the way they have, which is they have to have the votes to pass any legislation. So a window of getting things done legislatively is going to be gone right in the beginning. And then by the second year of his administration, it's election year, usually people proceed a little differently because they can lose the party in charge often loses in fall. So at least the window's tightening for legislative action. But, you know, we know there's going to be executive orders and other agency actions that we're going to have to be able to respond to. So I'm still real nervous. I think we all should be. I think we should be ready to buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. But I think most important, once everyone is over the anger and the sadness of what happened at the election, I want people to be ready to fight because we are going to have everyone organized. The Inauguration Day is also Martin Luther King Day. What a better contrast. I think we need to highlight that. And I don't know of a national group organizing around this yet, Tom. But what a great day to organize in contrast to the inauguration of Donald Trump, to organize around the country around Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I hope that something can happen around that front because we need people to be ready and active to try to stop his agenda.
Yeah, I'm with you. You say fight. What do you mean?
To fight back on every single thing that they do that's an overreach. You know, like right now, putting someone from Fox News ahead of defense was obviously ridiculous. We may now be succeeding on that. Matt Gaetz was just a bad pick because of Republican internal politics. But this one actually Pete Hegseth, I think, is even more important in that it really is showing that a really bad pick for an important position shouldn't happen. But we have Tulsi Gabbard, and we have maybe RFK Jr. and some others, too, that aren't the best picks. But he's going to do executive orders right away, and he's going to do things that are going to hurt people across the country. So we need to be able to stand and put pressure on our elected officials and the media to really try to put pressure on Donald Trump. So we've got lots of work to do.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah. And as a member of the press, I'm very concerned about they're both him and Musk saying that they're coming after us. But we'll see how it shakes out. We'll see how it shakes out. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. I will stop asking him questions and turn it over to you in just a moment. We'll be picking up your calls for Representative Pocan. Stay with us. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can check it out. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Mark Pocan.
Out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. I was astonished when I first started using it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen also gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you can always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. I've made some changes to my eating habits based on its feedback. So stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman, with two N's at the end, to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/HARTMANN. Lumen.me/Hartman for 15% off your purchase. Lumen makes a great gift, too. And thanks to Lumen for sponsoring this episode. From the heart of your home to the streets outside. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. Middays with Mark, taking your calls for the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Nancy in Woodland, California. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Oh, hi, Tom. Hi, Representative Pocan. I think you just covered what I was going to ask, because my question was going to be about if you think that the more sane Republicans are going to be willing to stand up to Trump and some of the things that he's going to, want to do. And so I think you've already covered that. But I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate. I'll just go on to say I really appreciate everything that all of you folks are doing. People like Tom, the Democratic Party, and other Republicans who have stood up to Trump. And just continuing to be strong and speak out, because that gives the rest of us the strength to keep going on, because this is really a dangerous time. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, thanks, Nancy. You know, let me just add this. I mean, part of it is we can make Republicans sane, too, by actually contacting their offices. There's a few that are more theatrical crazy, and then you've got people like Ron Johnson from Wisconsin who's crazy. but for the others, by getting calls into their offices on these, you know, they are responsive. Every week I get a report of the volume of calls and emails I get on every, you know, issue, the top five issues, I should say, not every issue, and things like that. Reach out and make those Republicans sane. At least the Senate's a body where you can do that.
Yeah, there you go. And that's good advice. Eric in Soledad, California, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Congressman Tom. Hey. So this is almost like what that other caller, the first caller, I think it was, called. But I think that Congress taking the oath of office to uphold the Constitution makes them responsible for swearing in or certifying an election. Plus, there's another point, and that is that the Constitution, even though the Supreme Court decided that they didn't agree, the Constitution does not allow Trump to take office. He's not qualified. So why would Congress let him take office?
Yeah.
The problem, Eric, is there's a tough argument there, because he got elected with a majority of the votes this time. And he's been president before. So to say he's not qualified, then what does qualified mean? I mean, I don't think his values qualify, but that's, you know, his experience.
What he's talking about is the Section 3 of the Article 3 or Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which says if you've tried to overthrow the government, you can't run.
Gotcha.
But you know, the Supreme Court gave him a get out of jail card, free card.
No, and I think he's going to try to take advantage of it when he's president. But I don't think there's a silver bullet to stop Donald Trump at this point from being president. And I think the answer we have to do is how do we organize around it and maybe use the energy to then change, you know, our state legislatures, to change the House of Representatives next time. It's going to be hard to change the U.S. Senate next time, Tom, but if enough happens, hey, anything is possible if we're ready for it.
There you go. John, in Navarre, Florida, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hello there, Tom. Thanks very much for having me on the program today. Congressman Pocan, I have a request for you, and the request is this. Please run for president in 2028. The reason why you must run in 28 is that an unapologetically progressive position absolutely must be put forth by one of the candidates next time. And here's your platform. It's summarized in six simple words that just might fit on a baseball cap. In the empire, fix the climate. Now, that slogan should fit on a baseball cap. Now, in the empire means it's long past due, 30 years after the end of the Cold War, for the USA to begin dismantling the global empire of 780 military bases around the world and tackling the enormous struggle of clawing back the $3 billion we surrender to the military-industrial complex every day. Now, now you know already this problem.
John, I'm going to give you another 10 seconds to make your question clear.
Okay. Well, will the congressman run on that platform, and what's his response to that suggestion? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be odd not to have Bernie Sanders being that progressive standard bearer. I think Elizabeth Warren also did that when she ran. I think you're going to have other progressives. In fact, I think, you know, my friend Ro Khanna has some interest, perhaps. I know he's been, you know, talking about it and traveling the country for a number of years. And I think there's going to be other progressives as well. There's no question you'll have progressive Democrats running for president in the next cycle. So that's a good thing. It won't be me, I'll also tell you that. But I'm glad that there will be progressives running. I think what we're going to find is with this DNC chair race, especially, where is the Democratic Party's core values? Are we the party of FDR? I think if we are, then we take majorities back, right? We've got to talk those core economic issues that support the, you know, the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class. But if we get, you know, lost on the shiny objects Republicans often put in front of us, or if we lose our way because we think we have to raise, just raising a few more million dollars would have been the difference, and we do it from places that aren't where our core values are, then we're going to lose. So I think right now the fight is for the soul of the party, and that's going to happen through the DNC.
There you go. I absolutely agree. 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Pocan.house.gov is his website. He's the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, member in good standing, represents the 3rd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. And we will be right back with your calls for Representative Pocan on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. And Representative Pocan will be right back with your calls in just a few minutes.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now.
at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Two boys ages 5 and 6 are in critical condition after a shooting at a small religious school in Northern California. CBS's Elise Preston.
Two students at an elementary school hit by gunfire. It happened at the Feather River Adventist School. Their entire enrollment, just 35 students.
Police say the gunman took his own life. New York City police are trying to identify the hooded gunman who shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare, NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind.
A new Justice Department report says the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force.
This report is a game plan for trying to reform the Memphis Police Department and perhaps send a message to other police departments.
Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999, when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Do you have an actor you like to watch even if he or she is in a TV show or movie that isn't great? That's how I feel about Coleman Domingo, who is the star of the show Madness. Domingo plays an outspoken TV personality who rents an Airbnb in the secluded Pennsylvania woods to work on a book, but stumbles upon a murder. He ends up fighting for his life while trying to clear his name after being framed for the crime. I can't give it rave reviews, but it's not a bad thriller, mostly because of the performance of Domingo. Season 1 of The Madness is available to stream on Netflix. Speaking of Domingo, his film Sing Sing is one of 5 nominees for Best Picture by the Independent Spirit Awards. Other nominees include the Demi Moore horror film The Substance, modern-day Cinderella critics' darling Anora, A24's I Saw the TV Glow, and Amazon MGM's Nickel Boys, which will be in theaters December 13th. Many more nominations for many more award shows will be announced right around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds overnight, gusty northwest winds will be diminishing. Low temperatures dropping to the upper single digits to around 10 above. The wind chill, though, down around 15 below. On Thursday, sunny skies developing across the area. Still gusty northwest winds, highs in the lower 20s. Currently 8 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram Jr. will join me. Are democracies around the world under threat, or is democracy just old-fashioned? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Back from the billionaires and the sleazy pack. Oh, please give me my democracy back.
Minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Stephen in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you, Mark. Mark and Tom. Say, I have a question. Now that King Pumpkinhead is going to be taking the reins soon, is there any way we can get the classified on Kennedy, Epstein, Mueller, the redacted report from Mueller, Jack Smith, any of this information, or are we just going to go into the realm without ever knowing what happened in any of these situations?
Yeah, I think one of the problems I think a lot of us have had with the Department of Justice is, you know, Merrick Garland has not been as aggressive as we would like in some areas, and I would be a little surprised if any of this gets released between now and Joe Biden leaving. So I don't know if you'll see some of those documents, and certainly Donald Trump's not going to release some of them. What I could see happen, though, Tom, around Epstein is maybe partial information being released, not the part that includes Donald Trump. And then, of course, that's going to be an interesting conversation if that happens. But right now, a lot of people are trying to approach the Biden administration about doing a lot of things, from pardons, real pardons, to folks, to executive actions. But again, you know, those are temporary because they can be removed by a future president, but trying to get some stuff done. And I'm not sure if I would look to the Department of Justice as being the most progressive department to move forward on releasing information.
You know, Robert Mueller, I mean, former FBI director, you know, I believe he was a former judge, too. He wrote that report for public consumption. He very carefully vetted every single thing that was in it. And it was Bill Barr who blacked out large portions of it. Why the hell has Merrick Garland not unredacted it and released it publicly? And is that something you can lean on them about?
I think you can fill in the blank on any issue and go, why the hell has he not done something? You know, it was the wrong pick, I think, to begin with for Attorney General, right? Because someone who was being nominated for the Supreme Court was, you know, they're supposed to be less...
He was Orrin Hatch's pitch, for God's sake.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the problem. I think a lot goes back to
I get it. Okay. CC in Northbrook, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Tom and Mr. Pocan. Mr. Pocan, I want clarification on a question, if you don't mind, from, I think, last week when you were a guest. And the call asked about the messaging in Texas. And what he was asking was, what happened with the messaging in Texas? Now, I'm trying to paraphrase. He said that you guys, rape was the issue in Texas. And the messaging didn't contain that in Texas. And you responded, you kind of confirmed, rape is not the issue. It's the economy, and I think you said immigration, maybe something else. I wanted clarification on that because I think he's right, because the surveys that I get from Democrats already have the issues on them. I just got to put them 1 through 5 or whatever they are. So I want clarification from you because you said rape is not the issue.
Yeah, this was CC, the report from ProPublica that over 26,000 women in Texas were raped, impregnated, and forced to give birth because they couldn't get abortions. And that should have been an issue, right? Yeah.
I can tell you what I talk about, because I don't remember the exact question, but when I talk about 30,000-foot levels, right after the election, they had a list of what issues were the deciding factor for how you voted. 50% of the people said it was the economy, 20% said it was the border, and then there were some other issues in the top five. Nowhere around there was transgender, which was what we've heard a lot from people in Texas saying there were a lot of ads on transgender, and they think that that had a negative impact. But it wasn't in the top five on the issues. I don't believe race was in the top five on the issues. So that's probably what I was referring to at the time, but I don't remember the conversation exactly. But I do remember seeing that list. It was over 50% of the people said the economy was the deciding factor why they voted for Trump. 20% was, and it wasn't just for Trump, for voting, their decision, because they also had democracy, I think was another like 20%. So that was more Democratic votes, obviously. But 20% was the border, and then you had a couple other smaller issues. But that was, the, I think, the what I was referencing is at the end of the day, why people voted the way they did. When people were asked, at least the poll I saw, that's what it showed.
Yeah. Tyrone in Harlem, New York, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. My problem is I was thinking about something else, but I'm thinking about this, the amount of land that China owned in the United States is over 300,000 acres. It don't seem like that much, but we don't own any land in China. America don't own any land in China. And my problem is we're willing to sell our parents for a profit in this country. And the fact that money has corroded the mindset of our whole electorate. We don't even have a good standing on being able to fight against this money power that is taking over. We got 2 billionaires coming into the government that's dictating what should be cut and what should be taken out of our government. How can we get this money situation under control pertaining to fight against the power that these billionaires have over our country?
Yeah, I mean, this is the basic, you know, battle of the oligarchs, right? Are we going to become more like Russia? Yes, is the answer, bluntly, under Donald Trump with Elon Musk and others coming in. But don't forget, they can't do a lot. The one thing the president can't do necessarily is move money. That's the power of Congress. And there's some back ways they can. But for the most part, those recommendations are going to have to come to Congress. And with the razor-thin margin, especially in the House they have, I'm not sure how much of that's going to happen. Much of this might be just for the ego of Elon Musk and the other dude that Donald Trump have doing this. But I think Donald Trump's going to have his own ego problem with their egos, and it's going to be a bit of a mess. But they're just going to point out lots of things that they think should go away. But, you know, already Elon Musk talking about Social Security. I'm glad you got Alex Lawson coming on because, you know, Alex and his team and groups he works with do such a great job, not only on protecting Social Security, but on Medicare, you know, Medicare Advantage. Dr. Oz is largely invested in, and he's being proposed for CMS. How are we going to go after the abuses of Medicare Advantage, a privatized system that so many people complain about, when you've got someone who financially is going to benefit from that system in largely a role that has some oversight? So that'd be a good question for Alex when you have him, Tom. I'd love to know. Thankfully, you know, they can't, what they want to do will take mostly acts of Congress. So you're going to have rich guys giving suggestions of how they can stay rich, but it will take more action.
Yeah, there you go. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey, Tom, Representative Pocan. Yeah, see, President Biden just provided Ukraine with $725 million in military aid, and German Chancellor Scholz promised to provide Ukraine with whatever it needs to win the war. But today, a Russian destroyer fired warning shots at a German helicopter. I think we should continue to provide aid to Ukraine. But do you think this conflict is slowly escalating into an actual NATO Russian confrontation, and what should we do about it?
Yeah, but I didn't see that today. Unfortunately, when I'm here, I often see the news late at night because you're just busy doing things throughout the day. But I think the worry that we all should have is that, you know, if we're not going to be involved, which clearly is going to happen under Donald Trump, they'll stop assistance. Will the other NATO countries have to pick up the assistance, which I think they will, and you're seeing already with Germany. And if that happens, does that widen the conflict in and of itself right there? So, again, for all the bravado of Donald Trump solving things, I don't know if he's solving anything there at all. And in fact, it might make things worse.
Yeah. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman. My question has to do with Medicare, and it also has to do with when eventually the Democrats will be running the lower house and hopefully the Senate, and legislation can actually get passed. But during the interim, say the next 2 years, my question to you is, can you and your caucus of progressives work on a shadow legislation committee to prepare legislation so that from the first hour, the first day that everyone's sworn in again in 2 years, you can propose Medicare for everyone 50 and up, no charge for Medicare Part D. It's just you dispense with the $185 and whatever it is, 20 cents that's taken out of people's Social Security. Can you come up with a simple Medicare plan in preface to Medicare for All? Do you think that's possible? Bernie Sanders and Primo Jayapal both have plans, but their tactics are completely different. Bernie has a four-year phase-in. I believe she wants to have a fast track. I think if you spend the next 2 years getting your GAO scores, you know, knocking all the heads, twisting all the arms, and coming out on day one with an expansion of Medicare from age 50 and up with no more costs out of pocket or extra fees, you'll have something that people desperately need in this country. Can you do this?
Yeah, so I'm going to answer your question slightly 30,000 foot, but I think you raise a very good point, Paul. What are we going to do in the next 2 years, right? We can't pass legislation. We clearly know that. They can't pass legislation. They're in the majority. But we're going to have to take and find those issues and be able to figure out how to get them done for when we are in the majority. And I do think we have a really good chance to take the House of Representatives in 2 years, given, you know, how usually the out party does well in that election cycle and we're so close. So we should look at everything, whether it be what we're going to do about Medicare to many other issues. One of the things, Shalonda Young, who's the OMB director, was in my district Monday, and I had a nice conversation with her. We were touring a facility. And, you know, I guess there's some movement where we're starting to get better scoring of bills, and that's how we often look at what a bill's going to cost, because they're now looking at savings in the future. And there are savings by offering Medicare upfront to people at earlier ages. And maybe now is the opportunity to get some of those better numbers that make things and show the public that there actually is real savings. Up to this point, we've sometimes had a hard time showing that savings down the road, because they just take a small window and show that to you at the cost of a bill. So I agree on a 30,000 foot, not just on Medicare, but on many issues. Let's put that together. I think we can do that.
Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. P-O-C-A-N is how you spell it. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Mark.
Like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas where every culture shares delight with tables full of joy and laughter. And every heart feels warm tonight. I'm dreaming of a bright
Christmas. Welcome back. 52 Christmas. Minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. James in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Tom. Hey, Congressman, I would like to see the government, Republicans and Democrats, do what they're supposed to do. This is a republic, which means the people tell the government what to do. Okay, Donald Trump was elected president by an unbelievable number. So it's up to the government, Republicans and Democrats, to do what the American people have elected them to do. And that's why the Democrats lost so bad and the Republicans are the do-nothing party. People are fed up with the government getting nothing done. The Democratic Party's been in office for 4 years. What have you accomplished as far as Medicare? You've been talking about this, but nothing's been accomplished. That's why Trump got elected. People are tired of hearing you guys promise us the world but get nothing done. If you keep going down the same path, you keep getting the same results. So Trump got elected because, hey, we got to try something else. The country's going to pot because the government's doing nothing but destroying it.
Yeah, Tom, that rant has so much, I don't know where to begin. So I think all I'll say is, I do agree there's a frustration with people about government. I don't think that we're not doing enough is the issue, because actually almost every survey, they don't want us doing a lot because they don't trust us. So, but there was a lot to what the person James. Had to yeah. say, James, yes. Let me say this, the frustration is if people think that the government's not fighting for them, then they are going to look for an alternative. And I think that is fair. We lost a lot of working class folks, and we did lose people who make between 30,000 and 100,000 for the first time because we didn't talk about raising minimum wage aggressively enough and health care and child care and some of those other core issues. I think the bigger international headwinds coming out of COVID, where every party in charge had kind of been thrown out, was still the biggest factor. But as a Democratic Party, I think for us to come back and be the strongest, we have to get back to those core FDR sort of economic issues. And if we're not doing something about that, people do have a right to be upset.
Ed in Belfair, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. And I think we got 2 minutes here.
Thank you for taking my call, Tom. Representative Pocan, when you guys are doing general speeches on the House and the Senate floor, the first thing that should be said each and every single time, overturn Citizens United and take the cap off of Social Security. Before any general speeches, before you're debating a bill, I can guarantee you if Representative Wellstone was alive, he would do that. And that's what I miss about politicians with guts. You've got to repeat it over and over and over again. Can you do that on the House floor? Thank you.
Yeah, I think one of the things, I agree with you, we should talk about those issues more often. The when we're on the floor doing those, most of those speeches are not during bills. You generally have 1 minute. So if people are trying to say whatever they came to the floor to say in 1 minute, 1 minute is about two-thirds of a page of paper in 16-point type. That's how it works for me anyway. You can't say a lot, period. But I do think you're right. We have to get back and repeat those core, especially core economic issues that affect people, things like you talked about, how we're going to protect Medicare and expand it, how we're going to make sure elections work, and talk about what Citizens United is and why we need to end it. So I don't disagree with the general idea. I just don't know if the execution in a 60-second spot is going to work.
Congressman, I have 40 seconds left. What are your thoughts about what we can and should be doing over the next couple of weeks to prepare for the Trump presidency and to support our, people who may want to prevent America from sliding into authoritarianism?
Yeah, commit to contact your elected officials often on issues because it really does matter. Doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats. We have to have that count. But really, I wish some national group would organize something around Martin Luther King Day, which is also the inaugural day, because I think it's a great contrast. And if we in 200 spots around the country had marches or speeches or talk about Martin Luther King Jr. On that day, the same day that Donald Trump is getting inaugurated, it gives us a great venue to provide that contrasting message.
There you go. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you as always. Appreciate it, Tom.
It's always great having you. Up next, the warning from Seoul. Oh, and Alex Lawson is going to drop by. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. Next up, Tom Paulswitz joins me in the co-host chair. We're going to talk about the arguments before the Supreme Court about transgender care rights. Next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.